The post-match interview.
Back down in the Victorious Bulldogs rooms, I should say. Drew Jones with Matt Suckling.
Thanks, Key. Suckers joins me. Last 8 goals, 9 in the last term. Where'd you pull that from?
I don't know. It's obviously an impressive effort. Last week in the last quarter, we ran out of legs a little bit, or we let them back in. So this week it was a real focus. And, to the guys' credit, kicked our goals.
29 disposals today, 25 kicks. You were dominant across half back. Great performance from you. The team as a whole, superb. And 2-0 to start the season. What does that mean?
Oh, it's fantastic, obviously. We had a lot of energy throughout pre-season. Our JLTs were a bit scratchy, but we started the season well, and it's obviously nice to be ahead of the ledger, and 2-0 is nice.
Matt, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Ian Cohen, Kent Kingsley and Heath Buck up in the K-Rock box. What are you thinking when Jack Gunston puts the Hawks 30 points up at the 6-minute mark?
Oh, it was like any chance he's going to miss, he's a dead idea. So, it was obviously a long way back, but just keep fighting and things can happen. And obviously a few 50s and stuff, and got ourselves back into the game. And credit to the boys for actually finding it out.
You were aware they were down on rotations. Liam Shields and Sean Burgoyne both missed majority of the final quarter. And if you are aware of it, do you think that has an impact, especially in today's modern footy?
I wasn't aware of it. I saw Shawnee limping off, which I was disappointed for them. But it does make it a little bit harder. You're not as flexible, obviously, with a couple of men down. But, I'm not so sure.
Matt, Kent Kingsley, congratulations on a great win and a great comeback. Three-quarter time, take us through what Luke Beveridge said to you. Was he positive? You still had a chance? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously backed ourselves in. And I think the first half we had 40 to 15 inside 50s. And obviously playing a huge territory game. And if we get the ball back playing like that, we just need to take some chances going forward. And to the guys' credit, they did.
And the game of Tory Dixon up forward, he played on the skipper most of the day and he was just instrumental. 3 goals, 20 possessions, he's back to some of his best footy.
Yeah, he obviously didn't play any of the JLTs, but we were lacking some polish up forward. And, he's such a great forward, and to take one of their best defenders away is also positive.
Matt, Ian Cohen here, well done on the win. It was a staggering come from behind. You did come from the clouds. Talk to us though about playing against your former team, your lineup. Drew Jones told us that obviously Taylor Giray and Gunston have been mates for a long time. You know, Giray's got an opportunity, his first time. And what's that like? And did you say anything to Taylor in the lead up to this match?
It is a bit of a weird feeling, I think, your first couple of times playing against all your mates, I suppose. So you build a lot of strong relationships and still have those. So it is a little bit different, I suppose, but it's a lot of fun, obviously, playing against your mates, and there's lots of banter going on. And I'm sure Taylor would have been a little bit nervous going into the game. You obviously want to play well, and to his credit, he did.
Well, he did really, really well. The back line stood up to a fair bit of Hawks pressure at one stage. You would have had a level of frustration early, though, with so many repeat inside forward 50s. Did you give a few forwards a kick in the backside and say, oh, get busy and we might be a chance?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a bit like last week as well. We dominated the territory game, but couldn't put them away on the scoreboard. And, it was obviously a little bit frustrating, but it's also a positive that we can control the game in the first half.
Fifth quarter, thanks to City to Serve Solar and, of course, our good friends at Signature Homes. We're speaking Victorious Bulldog Matt Suckling. He's Heath Buck.
Yeah, congratulations, mate. Great effort by you guys, particularly yourself across half-back. Josh Shackey, is that the best game you've seen him play? I know he's had a good last 12 months and we've seen some real growth with him, but he kicked the 4 goals too, worked really hard in the first half, and the reward came, particularly in that last quarter. He just keep presenting him and Tory Dixon. I mean, Dixon only played the 8 games last year, but he looks like he's back to that best form that we saw in 2016.
Yeah, you see how crucial it is to have forwards that are actually really, really smart and clean and can kick their goals. And Josh, he's got beautiful hands and a beautiful set shot. And, obviously, spending more years in the system, he can really grow into his body and catch up to the pace of play, I suppose. And he had a great summer, training really well, and it's great to see him kicking some goals now.
And good to see you developing Caleb Daniel as a fullback.
Yeah, he got stuck sliding back onto the big boys. Ruffy made him look quite small, but we blame that one on the midfielders not sliding back to help.
He was good, though. I mean, is that the first time he's sort of played across in defence? Because he set you up on a number. I mean, he's such a good ball user, and it was a really inspired move this afternoon. He had the 32 disposals, ran it over 80%. I mean, his ball use is as good as anyone in the team.
He's so clean, and his lateral movement, sickening, really. He can ice people's ankles pretty quickly, and he's such so creative and really puts us in good positions.
And you're doing it Matt, you're 2-0, but you're missing some stars. You know, obviously the likes of Johannesson and Jong and Morris and Tom Boyd, and hopefully we'll see Liam Picken one day again as well. So you've got some talent waiting in the wings.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys, as you said, most of them are training really well and on the way back, and we push them for spots in the next few weeks, which is great to have some healthy competition. I don't think we've had much luck the last couple of years with injuries. We've missed a lot of games, so hopefully that's turned, and we're going to have a full squad to pick from.
I know you don't look too far ahead, and 1 week at a time gets trotted out as a cliche, but the next month gives you some opportunities. Gold Coast have to come down here and don't travel well. You've got the Magpies in a big one here in a couple of weeks' time back at the G. Carlton after that, and Fremantle as well. So April's a real month of opportunity for the Dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can't look too far ahead. Obviously, Gold Coast beat us in the pre-season, so they'll come down full of confidence. And to be 2-0 is really nice, and we can really set ourselves up with the next month.
Matt, really appreciate your time. Love watching you play. Love watching those scything balls coming out of half-back for the Dogs. Well done on the win. Good luck next week against the Gold Coast Suns.
Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Matt Suckling joining us on K-Rock Footy, fifth quarter for City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Now, Bucky, if you ever decide to make the sea change down out of Werribee to our wonderful neck of the woods down on the Bellarine and Surf Coast, you can hit up Signature Homes at 126 Fine Street in Geelong, because they are an award-winning Geelong builder. They specialise in custom design homes from $400,000 to $1 million. Although, knowing you, that's probably out of your range, because you want the sort of $1.5 to $2 million. Yeah, but I'm sure Gary and Gilda can look after you.
Yeah, certainly will.
The post-match interview.